Now, back to the Jack and Tom Show on 1320 WILN.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here with Tom Crawford. And we'll take your calls, 393-3700. Dave Benton here. He'll be sitting in for Tom shortly. Love to hear from you this morning. Let's talk a little bit about some scheduling issues, Tom. And I know that you wanted to discuss the non-conference football schedules and what a tough road Michigan has to try to get to 500.
Well, I mean, I just forwarded earlier in the week about the link that, it was Sporting News, one of the publications, okay, Michigan has the toughest non-conference schedule of all the Big Ten teams. We're dealing with this 2010 football season. The fact that UConn, a very formidable opponent, they have them at home, and they have Notre Dame on the road, and you know that Brian Kelly will bring that program up real quick. He's Mr. Quick Fix. So and you scoffed at the idea, and I go, here's Jack, that typical anti-Michigan mentality. Here it comes again, and we're still sitting here in July.
Oh, I didn't scoff at the idea that Notre Dame would come back. I didn't even scoff at the idea that Connecticut was good, although I doubt that Michigan would ever have scheduled Connecticut if it had known it was going to be good. These games were scheduled a long time ago. That was when Lloyd Carr was into scheduling anybody who could walk. So, but in terms of the schedule they have, I don't think it's that tough, Tom. Massachusetts not going to be ranked in anyone's top 100. Bowling Green should be a walkover win. Notre Dame is coming off one of the worst seasons in history, and although I think Notre Dame will probably beat Michigan this year in South Bend. And then you come back to that Connecticut game, and if Michigan cannot beat Connecticut in Michigan Stadium, with all the renovations, with all the excitement, with everything it has going for it, then I don't have much to say about the Michigan football program.
No, I mean, that you're right. Well, in that regard, I mean, this is a defining moment. If they lose that game, he's done. The season's over.
I thought you said the Michigan State game was going to decide what his fate
was. I mean, that's the requirement is you got to beat UConn. I mean, you've got to beat UConn. If you lose to UConn, I mean, that would have it wouldn't have the Appalachian State impact, but I mean, it would really set all the doubters would come out, and any kind of momentum with the unveiling of the stadium, all that would just go in the tank. So I mean, you're right about that regard. But when you look at all these schedules in the Big Ten, I mean, it seems like, and Penn State's an example of that, as illustrated today in the Detroit News. In fact, yeah, they're playing down at Tuscaloosa. They're taking on the Crimson Tide on the road. You know, 7 o'clock at night, and mm-hmm. the ESPN, and oh man, the place would be going crazy. Yeah, that's a tough game, but around that, you got Youngstown State at home, you got Kent State at home, and you got Temple at home.
Right.
I mean, that's what typically the Big Ten teams do, is that they have one decent opponent and three cupcakes. You know, and that's kind of Michigan State's schedule. I mean, you could dog at that as well as Ohio State's. I mean, it's one tough team. Michigan's got two relatively tough teams. I think that's what separates them.
Yeah, I still go back to the idea, though, this was not by design. This is kind of an accident that just so happened that Connecticut got pretty decent. In fact, Randy Edsall was a coach that Michigan looked to hire at one point.
Right.
And when they were on that Keystone Cops search that led to Rich Rodriguez. But I would say that none of these schedules are particularly tough. And you go back down through this list. I don't see any of them that are that scary.
Yeah, they're not, and it's interesting when you look at all the prices of all these tickets. You know, the cost of the commitment that we all make as fans to go to these games. I'd rather have them play. You know, even potentially lose to a tougher team. I want to see competition right now.
I think you're unusual that way, Tom. I really think most fans want to see wins.
Well, I do want to see wins, but that was, I used to always be leery of Michigan protecting their shot at a national title, keeping that zero on the right side of the column, and they've been botching that for so many years so early in the season, and now, the expectation level is relatively low this year, coming after two losing seasons, that I just want to see them get better. I want to see them play tough competition, and I just don't want to see cream puffs. I mean, when UMass comes in there, that's going to annoy the hell out of me.
Well, and just about every school has played a non-Division I-A team now.
Right. Absolutely.
Seen it go around, and, you know, and Michigan State's got theirs, Northern Colorado, and we saw what happened with Michigan and Delaware State last year, and you get a big win, and you score 50 or 60 points, and everyone gets all fired up, and then you go back and play a real team the next week and lose again. So,
yeah, you don't gain anything. I don't get it. I know it's a payday and all that stuff. It's just one of those things that I just, you know, I wish we had David Brandon back on. I just, you know, pound that nail again. Don't, right. You know, just give us a quality opponent. I don't, you know, it's so annoying to me.
And sometimes you can't tell what a quality opponent is. Last year at this time, even though a lot of people had respect for Central Michigan, Dave, I don't think that many people thought Central was going to be as good as it was.
No.
And you can look at it and say Central was better than Michigan.
Well, and you can say the same thing about Notre Dame, too. When Michigan and Notre Dame played last year and Michigan ended up beating Notre Dame, people thought that was a program turnaround win for them.
Right.
So you just, at this early in the season, you never know who is going to end up being a good team.
Exactly. So it's a little bit early, but we're going to have a lot of time to talk about this, Tom. And I know that when you come back, we're going to have a lot of football-related guests, but we're going to have a couple of them today as well. Anything you want us to ask Tom Dienhardt or Adam Rittenberg?
Well, I want you to ask, and I'll listen to the podcast on Jack and Tom's site, WILS, as well as on Facebook. About what, you know, realistic expectations of the Wolverines. I'm trying to get as much input as I can and try to get to gather on where this season is going to go, and then what the bottom line on Rich Rodriguez keeping his job. I mean, what the criteria is who he beats and how many wins. I'm always interested in getting that. And Jack, I do want to throw a note out. You know, one of our loyal listeners, John Freeberg, suffered a blood clot in his leg this week, and I guess he's back home. But want to give regards out to John and look forward to him getting back to calling on a regular basis.
Well, in fact, we have him coming over to your house today. And he's just going to rest, recuperate, sit in your chair at Crawford Indoor Stadium.
Oh, I'm going to wait on him, huh?
Yeah, and we thought, you know, you could, like, get him food and things, so it would work out really well for him.
Nurse mate. We'll have to look at that. I got to get home first.
All right, we will see you next week, Tom.
Okay, Jack. Dave, have a great show.
Talk to you.
Dave Benton will be filling in for the next 2.5 hours, and we'll take your calls. 393-3700, 393-3700. We'll be back in just a couple of moments. And Dr. Tom Jamieson, who has been doing physicals, as Tom said, here for more than 40 years, and also one of the top golfers that you'll find anywhere, also a tennis player, great renown. He'll be right back with us on the Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS.